No.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Ambrisha. Are you calling me from a safe location?
That's okay. We don't need it after all.
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
Roadside assistance?
Okay, yeah, we need assistance, yes.
First and last
Can you
name,
help
please.
Us?
Are you calling from a safe location?
Anita. Yeah.
What do you need, ma'am?
We need our keys unlocked. They're locked in the car.
Okay. First and last name, please.
Alejos.
Can you spell your first name?
Anita, A-N-I-T-A.
Last name.
A-L-E-J-O-S.
I can't understand, ma'am. You're speaking way too fast.
A-L-E-J-O-S.
Can you verify the callback number just in case the line gets disconnected?
My phone number?
Yes.
661-936.
How do I hit the button?
30.
Which one?
09.
Can I hit the button?
I cannot hear you. Someone in the background is speaking over you.
661-936-3009.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
What was that?
Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
Yes. Yes.
Message and data rates may apply. Can I have that policy number?
All right. I don't have the policy number.
Okay, that's all the way I'm able to pull you up with the with your policy is your policy number.
Well, I don't have the policy number.
Okay, well, I have to offer you an out-of-pocket expense.
A what?
Out-of-pocket expense. If you don't have the policy number, we're not able to locate you in the system, which means that we have to add you in the system manually, and that would be out-of-pocket expense.
He said that you can locate me. He said you can locate me by the phone number.
I'm not sure why he said that. We can only locate you by the policy number.
Well, that's what he told me.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to need the policy number.
Whether you want to help or not, whatever then. Whatever. Whatever. I know you can help, but if you want to act lazy, go ahead.
No, ma'am. We can help you, but we just need the policy number.
Well, I don't have a policy number. It's in my other car. I have two cars.
Okay. I'm going to ask my supervisor what to do because that's what it's asking for, and I'll give you an answer on that.
Sure. What, David? What happened? What button?
Look at the button.
What about it? You go lower. The bottom one.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
The bottom one! That one. To the side.
Which one?
Yeah, that one. Go lower. Go up. The second one, okay. Up, higher. Higher. Right there. Lower. Right there. Lower, right there.
Wait.
Go the other way.
Oh.
He's sick enough anyway.
How do you hit the button, man? Which way? Which button is it?
The one there is the one that's at the bottom.
Is it the one that the lock? Which one is it?
On this side?
Yeah.
Is the one that says lock right there, the bottom. The bottom button.
Which way do I got to push it?
You have to push it. You have to push it this way. This way.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, why you got the little hand off? How you got the little hand off? I need a wire.
Okay, well, I don't know what you want from.
I do that little thing, but if you hit the damn right little button.
to get a wire. She's saying I don't got the policy number, she can't help.
Yes, ma'am. Since you don't have that policy number, do you have the effective date of the membership?
The what?
Effective date of the membership.
What day did I sign up?
I'm not sure. Just say it's just asking for the effective date.
Oh, I don't know. On the 3rd of last month. I don't know.
You said you don't know?
I don't know, no. Because
you don't have a policy?
Policy number.
So where is it?
Kelvin has all the paperwork.
What did Kelvin say?
Kelvin hasn't answered me.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm sorry, but my supervisor said if you do not have entered that information, it is going to be out of pocket unless you can call your insurance
agent
and
you
can. Okay.
Thank you.